Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
There are some good reading suggestions there, but you should think carefully about when to read them and what you read them on. New research says that combination matters. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
Lots of people like to read in bed before going to sleep. And more people these days are reading tablets, laptops, and other devices. So Anne-Marie Chang of the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and her colleagues decided to test whether doing that affects someone's sleep. It's been known for a long time that being exposed to certain kinds of light at night could disrupt sleep.
But we wanted to test if light from light-emitting devices, such as e-readers, which were gaining in popularity, would have the same effect if people were using them to read before bedtime.
So the researchers asked 12 volunteers to live in the lab for a couple of weeks. For 5 nights, they read what they considered to be relaxing material on an iPad for 4 hours before going to sleep. For another 5 nights, they read the same kind of stuff from an old-fashioned book. The researchers reported what they found in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
We found that when study participants were reading on the iPad, it took longer for them to fall asleep following, and they had shorter duration of REM sleep, which is a particular stage of sleep. They also reported feeling less sleepy in the evening, but more sleepy the following morning.
The researchers also discovered that the kind of light emitted from the iPad and other electronic devices was messing up a really important hormone.
They had decreased levels of melatonin, which is the sleep-promoting hormone that normally rises in the evening and peaks at night.
Chang says all this is a big worry because other studies have suggested messed-up sleep patterns and melatonin levels may increase the risk for some serious health problems.
For example, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancers.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
There are some good reading suggestions there, but you should think carefully about when to read them and what you read them on. New research says that combination matters. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
Lots of people like to read in bed before going to sleep. And more people these days are reading tablets, laptops, and other devices. So Anne-Marie Chang of the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston and her colleagues decided to test whether doing that affects someone's sleep. It's been known for a long time that being exposed to certain kinds of light at night could disrupt sleep.
But we wanted to test if light from light-emitting devices, such as e-readers, which were gaining in popularity, would have the same effect if people were using them to read before bedtime.
So the researchers asked 12 volunteers to live in the lab for a couple of weeks. For 5 nights, they read what they considered to be relaxing material on an iPad for 4 hours before going to sleep. For another 5 nights, they read the same kind of stuff from an old-fashioned book. The researchers reported what they found in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences.
We found that when study participants were reading on the iPad, it took longer for them to fall asleep following, and they had shorter duration of REM sleep, which is a particular stage of sleep. They also reported feeling less sleepy in the evening, but more sleepy the following morning.
The researchers also discovered that the kind of light emitted from the iPad and other electronic devices was messing up a really important hormone.
They had decreased levels of melatonin, which is the sleep-promoting hormone that normally rises in the evening and peaks at night.
Chang says all this is a big worry because other studies have suggested messed up sleep patterns and melatonin levels may increase the risk for some serious health problems.
For example, obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancers.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.